Here at Shimon Gamliel, but the case that we learned yesterday was all bother for Ashkash. The person went in, he did a bedika, and he found a piece of chametz. So do we say it's the same piece? So he said to Machlekes Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel, the Tanya said they should ever bar kevin, a nichlus vechatame, nimsa bar kevin, nimsa vechatar, shamiyay me kevin shavo, kevin shenimsa. Rebbe says that's the same one. Shimon Gamliel says, tivdei kavasodakum. So yesterday we had a hard time understanding with Shimon Gamliel. I think, is everyone masking on that? Bigger class if you have someone. The Machlekes Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel. You the Nachbar brought a piece of chametz into the house. And you went into the house after it, and you found a piece of chametz. You can't recognize it as the same. If you recognize it, then it's Oshaiva. So we have Machlekes Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel. So you say the one that was found is the one that was lost. So I don't understand my hard times of Shimon Gamliel Shita. Rebbe Shita, I understand. Shimon Gamliel says, no, you have to keep on doing a bedikah for the rest of the house. Why do you have to do a bedikah in the rest of the house? The house was the Chefkas Baduk originally. And now there's a razor. A mouse took in a piece of chametz. So you have to do bedikah. I understand that. Once you found that one piece of chametz, we assumed there was no chametz in the house. We had every halacha right to assume there was no chametz in the house until the Achba took in one piece. So why in the world should I be concerned with more than one piece? Very, very hard to understand Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. I'm asking, what's Rav Shimon Gamliel Svara?
Maybe it says that these nine pieces are nine others.
Well, first the one piece, before the nine. All Baduk Vashka. That case. You had a house that was Baduk. All. A mouse put in one piece. Baduk Vashka. So why do you have to worry that there are other pieces there? In that case. So there's an interesting tshuva in the Nidei Behuda, which some of you have saw this morning. The Nidei Behuda's shaila basically was, it was this woman who found out her husband was a guy. And it seems to have some kind of fight, and he ran away from her. He left her in Aguna. I think for 9 years, it says in the tshuva. He left her in Aguna. Now, Aden came. And they say that they were in the other city, and they saw this man, this husband, was being taken out to be hanged. Apparently, he continued being a ganav, and he was finally caught, and they took him out to hang him. And he told them, they recognized him, they knew who he was, and he told them to tell his wife that that she'll be with him now that he's being hanged. The Edom saw them. Saw the beginning of the hanging. They saw him hanging from the noose, and after that they went away. And 2 weeks later, about 2 weeks later, they came back. Apparently, the meaning in the Medina was they left the person hanging still for 2 weeks, and they got rishus from the government to bury the person. By the time they buried him, they took his body down. 2 weeks later, they couldn't recognize if it was him or not. This is the ages that they said. That's the Maisa Shahaya Kachal. What's the Shaila? The man's certainly dead. Shaila is because in Yavamis it says that it's not enough to see that they hang somebody. You have to know that the person actually died. It could be after they walked away that the rope snapped and that he lived. It's not enough that the Edom see, they have to actually see him dead, or they have to bury him. They bury him, then he's obviously dead. If he wasn't dead, they buried him, he's also dead. So they have to know for sure that he's dead. And it says that they threw him into a Kivshon Shalesh. They saw that they threw a person into a Kivshon Shalesh. It says if the Kivshon Shalesh is so hot, it's deep, that no one could climb out, then that's a good enough Edom to be Matur and Aguna. if it's a kivsha shalesh, where it's possible that after he ran in, they didn't stay long enough, and it's possible that he ran out yet, so it's not enough of an edus. Or if there's another case, a guf shalaraya, they threw him into a lion's nest, so also it's not a good enough edus. Maybe the lions weren't hungry. Maybe, you know, they didn't. They have to be able to know that he's dead. So their edus that they saw him hanging, that itself would certainly not be a good enough edus. What's a shayla? The shayla is they're saying that they buried him. Oh, but 1 minute. Did they bury him? They buried somebody. But did they bury the same person? Who says it was the same person 2 weeks later? Maybe it was someone else. Maybe he somehow got away. And this is someone else. What's the shayla? So the Rebbe Yehuda says this shayla depends on the machlokes Rabbi Yerushalayim Gamliel. It's like our Gemara. Do you say he walked away 2 weeks ago? He was hanging from this rope. So you come back 2 weeks later. You assume it's the same person hanging, or not? That's the main thrust of the tshuva in the Rebbe Yehuda. So the Rebbe Yehuda says a number of things in our sugya. Basically, he says three kulis that we're going to talk about. First question is, do we pass him like Rabbi or do we pass him like Shem Gamliel? So it's not so clear, right? In our Gemara, it's not too good session very clearly how we pass him. In the Rambam, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Tumah, Rambam doesn't say anything. In the case of Sadeh Shenevah Bokever, the Rambam doesn't say anything. But in the case of in Hilchos Chametz, the Rambam paskins that if you found a kikar, you could stop doing the dika. If an animal brought in a kikar, a child brought in a kikar, and you find the one the kid brought in, you stop, you don't have to do any more b'dika. That's like who? Rabbi. So maybe you just said, 1 minute, I'm not sure what the Rambam means. Does the Rambam mean to pass him like Rabbi? And you can be Nagel. Or maybe the Rambam is talking about someone who did bittel. Someone who did bittel. So b'dika is now the Rabban. So by a derabanan, suffer derabanan lekula with samech
haredi. And the house was inspected, it was just bittel.
If the house was bittel and bedika, and now the achbar ran in with a piece.
But once you do bedika, so the bittel anyway is going to.
Yeah, but the point is, the gabi, this one piece that the achbar brought back in, so that a bittel was done. The chiyah bedika is only a derabanan. So maybe by a derabanan was samech on Rabbi. But maybe by nisadar aisa, like being Matthew and Eshesish, maybe we're not Samech HaRebi. So basically, the Yudas Mesupik, what the Maskana of our Gemara is, what the Maskana La'alacha, is it that we Paskan like Rabbi, Makula, or is it that we only make like Rabbi in a case where someone did Bipple? And he says it's a Machlaikis. He says the Torah says you're only make like Rabbi if you did Bipple. And the Magen Mishnah says, no, he's passing like Rebbe. So it's a machlaikas. And I said, it's a machlaikas Rishayim.
He did bittel after the mouse went in.
So that'll depend on our old discussion about the Rabbanah says, God, from the right. I mean, it would be Negeya if you saw, this is very Negeya. Let's say you have, you cleaned up the house, right, for Pesach. The whole upstairs is clean. And then, alright, he's looking to do Bedika. Let's say he did Bedika. And a child went upstairs with a cookie. Child went upstairs with a cookie. So you go running after him, and you find a cookie in his room. So do you have to do bedika upstairs again? Or is it enough just to take that cookie? Maybe you recognize the cookie somehow is one thing. But is it enough? Is it enough? You have to do a whole new bedika again. I mean, the kid will get in a lot of trouble if you have to do bedika again, right? So this is Tali in the Shiloh. Do we pass like Rabbi? And you say the cookie you found is the cookie that was lost. Or, no, only if you already did Bittel. But if it's before Bittel, then it doesn't work. So this is the Nadi Behuda's topic. So his first side kula is, that in the case of the aguna, it's mistaver that it's also only a drabana. Why? Because really, if you see them hang someone, up you ruba de ruba, he's dead. This thing that was chayshish, that maybe somehow he was saved, it's mistaver that that itself is only a drabana. And if so, so that's his first reason to be mangled, because they're drabana was sevech harebi, so he could be mangled. What? Tenacious ish is their right. But an Ashes ish, where you have the Aden that saw the husband hang, and you're just being chayshish, something happened, that's already a drabana. Because really seeing him hang, Minatayah will be good enough. The drabana, you chayshish, something happened, on that drabana, we could be samech harebi. Alright, so that's his first svara to be mekel. The second svara to be mekel is based on the Amid Beis, which we hopefully will learn today. The Gemara has a case where a mouse runs in with a piece of bread into your house. And then the mouse comes running out again. The Gemara is an Ibaya, but the bread is still in its mouth. So the Gemara has an Ibaya, can you assume it's the same mouse? Mouse ran in, mouse ran out. You assume it's the same mouse. Tosfos on the Amud Beis says that in that case, even Rav Shimon Gamliel would hold that if it's the same mouse, you could assume it's the same bread in its mouth. The Stavar Tuva, the mouse ran in with the piece of bread, and the same mouse ran out with the piece of bread, that's the same piece of bread. The Tosfos on the Amud Beis says, where Tosfos calls it Raglayim L'Dava, where it's very mistaver that it's the same piece of bread, Tosfos says even Rav Shimon Gamliel will be Maida, because it's Raglayim L'Dava. So maybe this says, if Rav Shimon Gamliel is Maida, where it's Raglayim L'Dava, in the hanging case, certainly it's Raglayim L'Dava, that if they hung someone for this noose, you come back 2 weeks later, and there's a body, 2 week old body hanging there, certainly a Raglayim L'Dava, it's the same noose, just like the same bread from the same Akbar. So that's the second Svara to be Mekel. What's the problem? Chaz is a very good Svara.
Yeah.
The problem is no, when there's Raglayim L'Dava, it'll be Mekel. The problem is that it's only Yibayin there on the day. It's not a Maskan. Yibayin L'Yivshikam. So this second kula is also not that strong because Tosh is explaining one side of an Ibaya as he started. Well, the way that you'd understand is Ibaya is it the same mouse or a different mouse?
But
it's very good. Nachimami, the Buddha says that. It's mistaver that even according to the second side of Ibaya, if you know it's the same mouse, Afanaisa, if you know it's the same mouse, that everyone will be right, it's the same bread, and if so, you should be Mekel here. Says even though it's by Leishis, it's mistaver that in this case, where you know if you know it's the same mouse, like he, it's the same goose, so you could be Mekel. Nothing else. I do this. Yeah. What?
In a way, it is
Ifshit if you say the instant Tulaima. Okay. Okay. Generally, the same. It's the third Svara of the Night of Yehuda, which is going to help us a little with the Svara of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because we really didn't fully understand Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why Tisya Kol HaBayis Kula? Oh, but the Ganasa, the same one. So maybe this says Svara. He says the following Svara. If you like it, you don't like it, just listen. So we have a problem with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why should we say it's not the same thing? So there's something called a chazaka dahashta. Chazaka dahashta means if you see something somewhere, we assume it was there for as far back until we know it wasn't there. If you see something in a place, we assume it was there unless we know it wasn't there. For example, let's say you shech the cow, you find a hole in the lung. So if you have milk that you milked the cow yesterday, you have to throw it out. You assume that the hole in the lung was there yesterday, and the milk that you milked that cow is trace. I maybe it got the hole in the lung today. Chazaka d'Ashta says that if you know now if something is a certain way, you assume it didn't change. Chazaka means it didn't change. So Chazaka d'Ashta means you assume backwards that it was that way as long as it's possible for it to have been there. That's the concept of Chazaka d'Ashta. It's really a concept that there's a lot of argument about, and they view the whole as such a Chazaka. Chazaka d'Ashta. What's Rav Shimon Gamliel's svara? He says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says like this. You go into your house, you found a piece of bread. It's possible this is the piece of bread the Achbar brought in. Could be. Or it could be, this is a piece of bread that's here from yesterday and you missed it. The reason Rav Shimon Gamliel is machmir is because he says, Chazaka d'Ashta tells us that this bread was here a long time already. If the bread is here now, who says the Achbar just brought it in? Maybe this is an old piece of bread. So because there's a concept of Chazaka d'Ashta, we have to be chayshish. This bread is an old one. And the one the Achbar brought in might be somewhere else in the house. Now, if you have problems with this svara, fine. But just, you hear the words that he's saying. Chazaka is a way of determining. So Chazaka d'Ashta tells us this bread was here a long time ago, and the Achbar brought in a new piece of bread. That's what the idea of this is. That's from Shimon Gamliel Svara. Okay? Good?
How far back?
Further back than the Achbar. Further back than the Achbar. The Achbar just ran me. I found bread. Chazaka d'Ashta says it was here a long time ago.
Shut the town, you find out straight. All the
That's a very good question. I mean, the old book is already gone. Maybe you have to catch all the tailors. Okay. Happens to be that in the case of the cow, there's another issue. The issue is that it had a Cheskes Chai when it started. It's a complicated issue because the fence was a year old. It wasn't a year old then. So in the case of the milk, it is totally in other things. I only mentioned it to illustrate because of the Ashton.
Just like that cow, it only goes back to
a Cheskes
Chai. It only goes back to a Cheskes Chai.
It should only go back till the Cheskes Chai.
Yeah, last night it had a Cheskes
Chai. And last night it had it, but today it doesn't have a Cheskes Chai. Now it doesn't have a Cheskes Chai.
That's right.
So
it doesn't go back all the way.
So it should only go back till the Cheskes Chai. And once the Cheskes Chai goes, I should say it wasn't there prior. I hear the time. It's an obligation to be Cheshish. So we're obligated to be Cheshish. This is here for a long time. So therefore, regarding an aguna, maybe Yehuda says, let's say you would have a case if someone was thrown into a fire. And later, you find a body, an unrecognizable body. So he says, then Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would be machmir. Maybe this body is here from a long time ago. Maybe this body is here from the last time the king threw people in. So it's true, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would be machmir. Why? Because this body could have been here from, Chazaka d'Ashta says it's here a long time. So who says it's the person they threw in today? Maybe it's an old person. So I couldn't be makel on finding a body in a furnace if it's possible that it was there a long time ago. Hashem came. In the case of the hanging, we know that 2 weeks ago they hung this person. You want to be chayshish now that it's a different body. In this case, could it have been a different body that's here for more than 2 weeks ago? No. Because the noose only holds one body at a time. Here you would have to be chayshish that it's a later body. That somebody was hung within the last 2 weeks. That's maybe the beautiful. He says in this case, the whole svar of Shimon Gamliel doesn't apply. Rav Shimon Gamliel is only chayshish where what I find now, the Chazaka d'Ashta says, it was here a long time already. It was here from before this person was burnt. It was here from before the Achbar came in. That's when Rav Shimon Gamliel has his chumrah. When you could be chayshish that it's here for a long time. But in the case of the hanging, you can't be chayshish it's here for a long time because it wasn't here 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago we saw there was only one person hanging. So it was only later. So that Rav Shmuel Gamliel is not machmir. Rav Shmuel Gamliel is only machmir because his chesh something was there from earlier. Not that his chesh something was there from later. So maybe they took it off and put another one. That chashash, chazaka dahashta, doesn't help you with. Because if anything, chazaka dahashta says the one that's here now was here as long back as possible, and he was here 2 weeks ago.
Because
you see, chazaka dahashta says there was no change. All chazaka is that there was no change. So chazaka dahashta is whatever's here now was back as far back as could be. In the furnace, the prop, because it was back as far back as could be, meaning before this person was thrown in. It's a problem. By the hanging, it's a minor. Because if this person was here as far back as can be, then it's the same person that was hung 2 weeks ago. Anybody else would have to come later.
Yeah, like
it's such it's a geschmack night of Yehuda, but the subject matter is not like, you know, so enjoyable about hanging people and burning people. But the Svara night of Yehuda is it's a very beautiful Svara.
Are you creating this in the Ashtar? Because now, you assume that
from
2 weeks before this, was the same person.
Well,
we don't have to assume that there's someone else.
That's right. So this Chazak Rashi, if anything, tells you it was the same person, not a different person.
Rebbe
would agree. So this is maybe the Svara. What? Rebbe would agree in such a case. Yeah. So based on these three Tzerufim, the Nagib Yehuda was Mekel. On this Aguna, there's a second here for the Tshuva, the other problems, other Shaivas. But based on these three things taken together, a plus he brings a Balamar and a Ravid, that passed like Rebbe, the Tzara from Washitas. So, based on these three Svaras together, he's Soymech on Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Halacha, to be Mate this Aguna. Rather in the World Trade Center case, so we look in Shulchan Aruch, it says that if someone's thrown into a furnace from which it's not possible to escape, then it says Shulchan Aruch says someone's thrown into a furnace, you have to know he died. So it says in the Beis Shmuel on the side that if it's a deep furnace that a person can't climb out of, then the fact that he fell in is enough to be matir, which was the case. What? So the person who could have got out before was back a difficult shayla. The person who was one of the people was on the phone. He was still on the phone at the time it collapsed. So how do you know where he was calling from? We believe him for where he was calling. It was we believe where he was calling, and the moment of the collapse was the moment that he screamed and it all stopped. So how had the Gedarm of that Hashash? I don't know that he's hiding it. But the Gedarm that he died in the collapse, that was the basis of the head. Certainly, Raglayim Ladover, if they know that at this time he was describing what was taking place, he couldn't have been, you know, hiding in a hotel in New Jersey describing what life is core, I think. Okay, at any rate, let's get back to the Gemara. Now everyone take a deep breath. We're going to learn where we up to. Hiniach Tesa Matza Yud took to the Rebbe Barabbanim. Now this Rebbe is Lushitasa, the Tanya. Hiniach Mana Matza Messiah, Kulan Maestrian, Rav and Zebizet, the very Rebbe. Rebbe said it's the same one. The same as all Badak and Ashka. We say it's the same one. The Chachamim Ayrim Akel Kulan. Hiniach Yudu Matza Tisha. Now this is tough. Anybody can explain this? You put down 10, you find 9. If you put down 10, find 9, one is missing. Chachamim Ayrim Hakel Cholin. Chachamim is tough. You put down 10, you find 9. Not the same 9. So the bottom Taisus says to Zerai, that the 10 were tied together. They were Kshurim Yachad. They were tied together. So by Taisus, it's the Taka makes the biggest svara. You have 10 tied together, and now you came, and you find 9 tied together. So something happened. It could be those 10. So it's like you had one thing of 10, and now you have one thing of 9. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch don't say that it's tied together. They say, Shulchan Aruch actually means both shittas. They say that it means you have 10 pieces, and an Akba came, and you come back, and one is missing. Imagine, you have a box of donuts in your house, 6 donuts in a box. You come home, there are only 5. So you run upstairs and you find old brother has a donut. He says, shoo. And you take him down. So Rav Shimon says, no, you have to look for five more donuts. And look for five more. It makes it that way. That all six were taken and five were found. Chachom Rishit is very hard to understand. Anybody have a pshat? Very hard. I see the next case. And yet, b'zav izu, matzav b'zav esacheres, plukhid Rav Shimon Gamliel for Rabbanan, the Tanya. Okay, now this case also is a little hard. Kardem sha'avid b'gayis, habayis tamei. Shaniyem adam tamei nichnas esham enatla. So without the, Rabbeinu Peretz, it would be impossible to understand. If someone came into your house, he touched, you have to assume that he touched everything and that he's tamei. So you left the car, someone took it, someone borrowed it without permission. You have to assume he's tamei. So the Rebbeinu Peretz, he says that the person who came in is a gat. He might be a friend and he came in and borrowed it without permission, but he's not going to do that. He'd be a Talmud Chacham, he would know, is that Shayel Shalom Yidas, God's with him. Not going to someone's house and borrow things without permission. Once we assume he's a Shayel Shalom Yidas, God's with him, we assume he's an Amaret, who has a Chefkes Tumah. And that's why we say, Adam Tavim, this Shem Benatim. Shem Gamliel, I'm Rabbi Yistar. Shani Emir, Shilu Va'acher, V'shakach, Ashenatim, V'zavizu, V'niyach, V'zavizachet. We say, he took it from one corner and put it to the other. Now this is right away Shreh. Zavis Mandekar Shmei. I thought it was missing. If it's missing, what does it mean you put it in another corner? Zachsur Mechsur V'achivtar. So we're missing some words in the Braisa, words of explanation. Gardim Shavid Bebayis, Habayis Tamei, Shani Aymer, Adam Tamei, Nichtas Hashem Enachlai, Eishu Nichem B'Zavizu, Matzim B'Zavizu, Acheres, Habayis Tamei, Shani Aymer, Adam Tamei, Nichtas Hashem Enachlai, B'Zavizu, V'Nichem B'Zavizu, Acheres, Shem Gam Liyaymer, Habayis Tar, Shani Aymer, Shiro La'ach HaBishakach, Eishu Nichem B'Zavizu, V'Nichem B'Zavizu, B'Shakach. Interesting question. If you go to your house, and you find something in a different place in your house, what do we assume? Do we assume someone else moved it? Or do we assume that you moved it and forgot? It depends on the people. Some people forget where they put things all the time. But some people are more yakish about it. They remember where they put things. So it would seem it depends on the person. But anyway, how do you assume by stam a person? We have machlekes of Shem Gamliel on the Chacham. So, he niyap b'zav izu b'matzav b'zav esacheres. So again, what did Rabbanan say? Which way was the Rabbanan? That Chayshish, someone else moved it. Which means, by Chametz, Hiniyach B'Zav Ezu, Matzah B'Zav Ez Acheres, you have to do what? What? B'dika on the whole house again. Hiniyach B'Zav Ezu, Matzah B'Zav Ez Acheres, you have to do a B'dika on the whole house again. Okay, hopefully we'll have time, we'll get back to that, because there's going to be, the top Taisis points out, that doesn't stem with Rebbe Yom Shem Gamliel. Hiniyah b'zav izu, matzah b'zav ezacheres. According to Rebbe, if a mouse takes a piece of chametz into my house, and I find it, I assume it's the same one. So now, I put chametz in this corner, I come out, I find it in a different corner. So Rabbanan say, you have to be chayshish. Chayshish for what? I'm chayshish, someone moved it, but I found it. That's a big deal. Somebody moved it, but I found it. According to Rebbe, what's the problem? So Tosafot says, yeah, this Gemara is going to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. The way out. This Gemara is going to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, then you can't assume you found the same one. What? Why? So here also he says you have to check all that. The Zavis Acheres. I'm saying the stairs. So what Tosafot is saying? That let's see what Tatas is saying. Rabbanan tzarpidi chashem achba asa v'lai zer sheniach v'lai fuhu rabbanan who no. It means that in the previous machlokes these rabbanan hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. These rabbanan here in the previous machlokes hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and here they hold that you. Is that what Tatas is saying? So there's another machlokes here. Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel in this case. Do you assume a different person moved it? You assume the same person moved it. Shemuel only says that you moved it and you forgot. Rabbanan says someone else moved it. Now, What's the rabbanan say someone else moved in? If they hold like Rabbi, so what's the problem? The Teretz is, these rabbanan hold like Shimon Gamliel of the previous machlokes. Here Shimon Gamliel argues a different reason. He says, you moved it, you forgot. But as far as that machlokes is concerned, that's a great Teretz, except that in halacha we're talking like Rabbi, according to the Torah, the Pashto Shulchan Aruch. And we also pass here like these rabbanan. So Teretz's Teretz falls away. So we end up having the kasha again. Then in Yef Bezav Zul, Matzah Bezav Zacheres, we say you have to do a new bedikah. And if an achbar runs in a piece of chametz and you find it, we say you don't need a new bedikah. It's a contradiction. If an achbar runs in with a piece of chametz, I go in and I find it, I don't have to check my whole house. And if I left the chametz on this side of the table, and now it's on this side of the table, now I have to check the whole house. What's the difference of person or a mouse?
Person,
the person or a mouse? The Mekachayim says, Taka, there's a difference between a person and a mouse. Why is the difference of person and a mouse? The Mekachayim asked this kasha. Actually, Morgan Abraham asked the kasha. Now, why do you follow the kasha? Kasha is, if I leave bread on this side of the table and I find it now on this side of the table, I have to check my whole house again. Unless that's to be a sign and I recognize it's the same. But if I'm not sure it's the same, I have to check the whole house again. And if a akbar runs in, then if as soon as I find it, I can say it's the same one. So why is the akbar, I can say it's the same one? And when we assume a person moves it, you assume it's not the same one. So the see this, the Makar Chaim says that there's a difference. By an akbar, if you found it, you assume it's the same one, you put it from Bidik. By human beings, the whole takana of bedika was made on the makim shemachnisa by chametz. When human beings bring chametz, you have to be bayit. So he says that once a person picked up chametz from one side of the table, he carried it in this house. It's a bayit shein avaduk. It's true. Maybe you put it back on the table. Maybe you didn't. But when it comes to people, that's the takana bedika chametz. Bedika chametz is a chiyuv. Then in a house where people use chametz, you have to be bayit the house. So Mimela falls back to the original Takhona Bedika. And that's Mechachayim. That's why Matzah Bezav Azu, Matzah Bezav Achez, you have to buy the whole house again. That would explain, he rather says that. That would explain also, Hiniach 10 of found 9. Why do you have to do a new Bedika again? Why don't you say it's the same one? It's the 10th one. Matzah Shem Galil Svarim. So it's the same thing, Shem Galil holds. Once a piece of chametz was taken away, if it was taken by a person, then the assumption is that this is a house which needs bedika. A house which needs bedika. Okay. The moral of the story is not to leave over any chametz if you do, if the bedika is chametz. But I've had the shaylos very often with people who left things if the bedika. They put things away for breakfast the next day. And the other person was hectic and they forgot about it. I had one with someone who actually on Pesach had a box of Cheerios on his refrigerator. He put it away the night of Bedikah on top of the refrigerator. And the first 2 days of Pesach was sitting on top of his refrigerator. No one put two and two together. And from there they realized that the Cheerios on it. They're very strange. It's, I don't know if it was Cheerios or something, but it was chametz. And, alright, let's see the next case in the Gemara. Amar Rav. Achbar nichnas v'kikar v'piv v'nichnas achbar v'matza firurim. Tzav v'dikah. You can't assume. Tess says, even if it's the amount of perurim that are equal to the piece of chametz, ain't darkish or achbar l'fire. Achbar doesn't leave crumbs. But omer rava, kimuk nichnas v'kikar v'yadav v'nichnas achbar v'matza firurim, ain't tzav v'dikah, shal darkish or tinnik l'fire. Anybody knows, as a little kid, and the little brother in the house, the derech of a child is to leave crumbs. So Tess says, it means that you took the crumbs together, and it added up to the amount of piruim of the kikar. And Tosfos also says that it has to be biyad nifnasachar. You ran it right away, so it's regarding the devil is the same piece of. It's a very important gemara because it happens in people's houses. The kid runs upstairs with chametz. You run after him. You don't have to do a new bedika. If you can see it's the same chametz, the same amount of chametz, that's good enough. Bar Rava, achbar nifnas the kikar b'tir. Do we say it's the same mouse? Same one went in, same one went out. Maybe it's a different mouse. And in Tim Salima, Hainu Haida, Hainu Haida Nafik. If it got me the mouse, you assume it's the same mouse. What about Achbar Lava Nichnas? The white mouse goes in the kick of a pit. Achbar Shachri has the kick of a pit. The black mouse comes out, not the same mouse. Now, Hai Badi Achrino? That's certainly a different mouse. Idilma Rumei Amemine. Maybe it's a different mouse, same bread. Maybe this Hibayah is a Hari Bayah. Because in the Malay Harayim in the back points out, this is a Bayah Baduk. The house, there's no chametz in the house. So mouse A runs in with chametz, and then mouse B runs out with chametz. So what's the shayla? It ran out with a different chametz. What different chametz? There's no other chametz in this house.
In the walls.
What?
In the walls.
In the walls. The place that you don't have to check.
There's one like Hashem
Ben Avriel. Right? What?
As long as maybe like Hashem Ben Avriel. If you see a mouse running, unless you find a chametz, then you have to say it's not the same chametz.
I think Tosfos said to see Bayah by Rebbe too. Tosfos said Domer. It seems it's not the derech of mice to run in and out. But there's a different mouse. Okay, I'm not sure. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Then Tifsamay Merachbar Moshakri Madadi. Maybe you'll say it's not the derech of mice to take from steal from each other. Ach Benichnas Bekika Bepia. But Chulda Yai Tikika Bepia. Chulda is a bigger animal. Mal Chulda Vadi Yach Beshakla Say. Chulda doesn't mind taking things from mice. Adom Achrino. The Nisa Yach Beshakla Say Achbar Bepia Ben Mishtakov. When a Chulda takes bread from a mouse, it takes the mouse too. So wouldn't she take just the bread? Would it grab the mouse? Then Tifsamay Merachbar Yach Beshakla Say. Achbar b'fiya hava mishtakach. So it's a different shayel. Achbar nichnas v'kikah b'pir. V'chul v'yaitzei v'kikah v'achbar b'fi chulda. Now, sachabadi yu, ayyom isa di yu, niu kikah b'fi achbar mishtakach. Hava ba yishtakuchay. So here, the shayel is, because the kikah, the achbar wasn't holding onto the kikah. Ayyom v'shem v'yasusu d'nafu shaklasay. The shayla is the chulda grabbed the achbar. He had a shayla. The achbar has bread in its mouth. When a chulda grabs an achbar, does the achbar drop the chametz or keep the chametz in its mouth? Why don't we ask a laboratory? Table. So obviously the shayla is not. You can test to find out. The question is: a certain percentage of times the achbar holds onto the kikar. Is that now at the times enough that we're chayshish for? Bedika, Tekus. These are all Tekus. Gemara ends with a bunch of Yibayas that we've discussed already. By Rava Kika Bishmei Kaira Sar Surum Lahidida in Sara. The Kika, you could see it. It's on your Kaira. Mi Amrina Kulahai Lai Chukur Rabbana. Kidim Lai Nachis Min Avshay Lai Asil Mechla. Maybe I don't have to be afraid I'll come to eat it. Because this is Raya that Bedika is Dil Masil Mechla. It was enough of Asil Mechla. Maybe you do have to be Chesh. It's a tzalayim is zivin off of atzul mechle, so that's when it's a kikar on top of a kaira. Kikar before sarasulam alayse in sarach. Hachavadei le'avida d'stalkam in nafshay. Things can fall down, they don't fall up. I don't know the nachas lemeh, but tzorchei v'atzul mechle. But after yichash, you'll end up climbing down into the bar. This I mentioned to you once is the shayla. You have to pull away your stove to get chametz from behind the stove. It's the sibaya. Do we say, even if you know there's chametz that fell behind the stove, do you say it's in a bar and I don't go down, there's no dilma asim mechle? But you say no, maybe I have to fix the stove, I'll pull it out and pay it. We paskin by bar that you don't have to be biting, which means you don't have to pull away your stove or your washing machine or your refrigerator, because if anything fell by, even if you know there's chametz, you're 100% positive there's chametz that fell behind the stove or behind the washing machine, and if you look over the edge and you shine a flashlight, I could see it, it's okay. You could just leave it there, do bittul, because there's no chash of dilma asu l'mechle. That's la halacha. Now, if your mother says you have to do it, so you have to do it. Your wife says, sir, we have to do it. But api halacha, according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to do it. Yes.
Why do you treat it like a bar? Maybe treat it like an apartment that you don't
have to go back. Why do I treat it as a bar? Now it's an apartment. I'm not going to go back. Only within 30 days. If you leave within 30 days. Here, it's already in the bar, I mean, if it falls in within 30 days.
You don't know when.
Okay, I'll come back to that. It's just like, even if you're machmir, Kikav v'pinachash, so chavol ayti eitzar. The guf ayat shakur rabbanim. Maybe it's your guf, you have to be matriya after mind ayat shakur rabbanim. In order to get the chametz, you have to spend money and get an expert to get the mind of kikar away from the nachash. Maybe not, they don't want to know. Okay, so Friday, Sunday, Yit Hashem, I'm briefly going to come back to this last couple of yivayos, but I got here because I'd like you all to start the next Sunday for Sunday.